The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Barra Rowntree, Director of the Masters in Economics Policy at Trinity College Dublin, is on the line. Barra, we need to do some major work on this, never mind the rest of the economy.
Well, exactly. Our infrastructure is creaking in many dimensions, and the roads is just one of them.
It most certainly is. Now, we didn't have you on to talk about potholes. Did ESRI filling us with the joys of summer, downgrading growth forecasts for the Irish economy. It's all over US foreign policy and saying it could be as bad as 2008. Say it ain't so, Barra.
Well, look, we are really exposed to what happens internationally and particularly in the US. And, you know, that's been part of the reason why, I suppose, our recovery since the dark days of the recession from 2007, 2012 or so, you know, that recovery was really quite strong because the world economy was doing well, the US economy was doing well, and that fed through into Ireland because we're very exposed to that as a small open economy. And now we're kind of getting the flip side of that, which is whatever happens in the US, we're very, very exposed to the most in Europe. And so the fact that you've got all this trade war tensions going on, the fact that we don't know what's going to happen next, the fact that you don't know who they're going to bomb next, all of that weighs in and impacts directly on Ireland and means we're very exposed to that. And it is worrying signs. It is clouds on the horizon.
Economics is cyclical. We know that. We are going to hit another recession at some point in the future. It's how prepared the country is for that when it happens is important.
It is. And in one sense, we're in a good position because we have all these corporation tax revenues that we hear so much about, you know, on average, more than 5,000 euro per person over the last kind of few years. So in that sense, we're quite well prepared. We have a nice kind of slush fund ready. We have a nice rainy day fund ready to kind of offset some of the effects if there is a downturn. But on the other hand, we're not really putting the money aside. We're spending quite a lot of it today. And you see there was comments from the Taoiseach, I think just in today's papers, but also from several of the government ministers last week about all the things they're going to spend money on in the upcoming budget. And from that point of view, we're lining ourselves up. We're not preparing ourselves very well. We are spending a lot of money now, and then that might leave us exposed in a situation where suddenly if things do go badly, suddenly if we want to spend those corporation tax monies, well, maybe they're kind of drying up a bit. Maybe we don't have as much as we could have had. And also, you know, if we've already done things like cut VAT, that leaves like less scope for those type of measures in a recession when you might want to boost the economy. So in one sense, we have the potential to be quite well prepared, but policy isn't really doing what we tell our students it should be doing.
We look back at the recessions that we've experienced. The one in the 80s was just a reflection of how basket case the economy was at the time and how immature it was. The one that we went through in 2007, 2008 was a self-inflicted one, but was linked to a wider economic challenge. What could the next one be linked to?
Well, again, it's never the same. It's never going to be the exact same thing. And it's often hard to predict exactly what it is. But as you kind of said, you know, we are due another recession. Like you're not going to get ever growing without any recession over decades. And we've done actually remarkably well. Like, you know, the recovery that we've seen since 2012 or so has been remarkably strong. It was a big recession, but we've recovered very strongly from it. COVID looked like it was going to be a big impact, but we recovered again very strongly. So, you know, it's hard to know what it is. It has a potential very much to be from a trade war and from the blowback of that. If there isn't a deal reached between the US and the EU and they go ahead, the US and impose some very large tariffs, that has the potential to spark something. It could also be, you know, we got lucky last week in terms of there not being another war in the Middle East, but who knows what it could be from that perspective. But again, whatever the source of it comes from, we are very exposed to what happens internationally. And because of that, we should be putting away more of the corporation tax revenues so that we're in a position to withstand a shock. And we should be careful about what we're spending money on, because we don't want to be in that position that we were back in 2007, where we'd ramped up expenditure, we'd cut back taxes on the back of essentially things going well.
We had a National Pension Reserve Fund. It was fantastic. We had future-proofed my pension and your pension and had a load of money in the pot. We did the right thing back in the day.
And we had to run that down very quickly. And again, I think you can see that, again, on the pension side of things, what we had said we were going to do was to increase the retirement age, the age at which you can get the state pension. That was kind of built in. That was part of the way of making sure that the, you know, our aging population was going to be more financially sustainability. Great thing, we're all living longer, but it has costs, and fiscal, you know, the cost of pensions, the cost of healthcare are among those. And then, you know, we saw back in 2020, after the issue cropped up in the general election, that suddenly was done away with. And instead, it was decided we're going to land actually younger people, working age people, with additional taxes. So again, like, there hasn't, I don't think you could call the strategy over the last few years, you know, prudent, despite the fact that many in the government often do. But we have seen, and this is something that's been raised repeatedly by the ESRI, by the Central Bank, by the Fiscal Advisory Council, we are in a position where we are ramping up expenditure again on the back of revenues that we know aren't always going to be there. And yes, we're putting some of them away. We're not putting anything like enough away. And instead, what we see, and this is a bit that I think would really concern you, we see other taxes being cut back. And again, that's going to lead us, or that risks leaving us in the same position as we were back in 07, 08, where we have lots of the boom years of the Celtic Tiger, and then suddenly we need to roll back on that. And I don't think that's a good economic strategy. It's not a good social policy either, because it ends up with people, I think, seeing their incomes cut back, and people don't like that. And you can end up with political backlash to that. So it's not sensibly political either.
Barry Rowntree, Director of the Masters in Economic Policy at Trinity College Dublin, on that ESRI report. Thank you very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.